Good morning. Happy Wednesday. 7 o'clock and 11 degrees. It's rain on the way, unfortunately. Late morning into the afternoon. Here's Eva.
Good morning. If you're wondering what summer will look like, the Weather Network has just released its summer forecast, and we're in for a warm and humid few months. Right across southern and eastern Ontario, we will see warmer temperatures in early June with a possible first heat wave before Canada Day. With the muggy conditions, though, we could see more frequent showers and the risk for more powerful thunderstorms. Talks to avoid a postal strike are set to resume today as a union-imposed overtime ban continues. Canada Post and the union representing 55,000 of its workers are set to head back to the bargaining table to discuss key issues in the labor dispute as Canada Post plans to respond to counter-proposals from the union. A new study has found an increasing number of family doctors in Ontario are deciding not to practice full-service family medicine. They're instead choosing to work in emergency departments or take on other hospital roles. Researchers say the provincial government needs to do more to encourage family doctors to stay. In sports, Jays lost to the Rangers 2-0. They play again tonight. CHY weather. Today, rain showers up to 15 millimeters possible with a high of 17. Tonight, mostly cloudy, more rain with a low of 10. Tomorrow, showers to start with sunshine for the afternoon and a high of 18. Right now it's 11 degrees. On the eastbound side of the 401 east of Dixie in the transfer lanes to the express, right shoulder still blocked with a collision. On the west 401, slow going out of Durham Region again through Scarborough. And eastbound 403 east of the link, left lane still blocked. That's all because of a collision. It's jammed from Wilson.
Here's one for you to ponder. Is your dog more popular than you? Think about it. A new study says that you are not alone if you feel this way. We will find out if Coffee and Coda are more popular than Steph and I. Next.
98.1 CHFI Toronto.
On the Pooja Gurdeep Show, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, sitting at 11 degrees. Grab your umbrella. We got showers on the way.
Starting your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun on 98.1 CHFI.
Think about this one before you answer. Is your dog more popular than you? Is your dog more popular than you? There's a new study out that says if you feel this way, you're not alone. 63% of dog owners say their dogs are more social than they are, have more friends than they do. Steph, how old's Coda?
He's 1 and not even a half yet.
Okay, so he hasn't been around for that long, but we know how adorable puppies are. I've met Coda. Coda's freaking adorable.
He's a brat.
Answer this honestly. Is Coda more popular than you?
I don't think so.
Well, I knew you were going to say that.
He only has friends because I made him have friends. He has my friends.
You may have opened the door, but Coda is the one who barged in and became the most popular one in the room.
But that's because he's annoying.
You're like, that's because he's my son.
Yeah. He's my son, so he's popular because he's friends with all my friends.
Right.
He doesn't have like a ton of like dog friends, but when we do go for walks, he like wants to be friends with all the dogs and they're like, go away, you're annoying.
Yeah, this study also says that dogs have their own friends and they actually get excited to see certain dogs and stuff like that.
Any dog. Dog or human. He doesn't care. He just wants attention 24-7.
Right, so Coda casts a wide net.
Does that mean he's popular?
Therefore, he is popular.
Or does that mean he's annoying?
There's a lot of people who love Coda. I mean, they're not mutually exclusive. There's a lot of annoying people that are popular.
Well, people hang out with me and I'm annoying too, so I get it. That's fine.
I was looking directly at you, but I'm like, there's a lot of annoying people that are popular.
I get Steph, it. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm not even going to fight this. Like, absolutely. Totally. 100% coffee is more popular than me.
Totally she is.
Oh, totally she is. And I'm okay with that because she's my child and you want better for your child.
But you leave her with people and like she goes
There's three different people I'll leave her with. My mom, my good friends, Div and Sonia, and then this lovely woman who I've been friends with now in my building for a while who has a cockapoo. And those are the three people that get to watch Coffee. That's it.
And does Coffee get along with dogs or people or both?
Oh, gosh. So she gets along with everyone, but her preference is people. Like, she loved dogs when she was a puppy. Now when I take her to the dog park, she navigates around the dogs and just tries to get to the owners because they're smart. They know that's where they get the belly rubs and treats. But let me tell you a story. Like, I'm out all the time with Coffee, and I live in a very densely populated area of downtown Toronto. It's happened more than once where I've been walking Coffee, you know, having a great time, walking around, nice day, and people will come up to me and be like, oh, my God, aren't you? And then they look down and go, Coffee the Pooch?
Oh, wow. What?
I swear to you. And at first, sometimes I'm like, they're just trolling me. Like, they obviously know who I am. They're going to go from Coffee to me and ask me about the show. And I've had people just bend down, and fawn over Coffee for a good 2 to 3 minutes. And they'd be like, aw. And then get up and go, thanks so much. And then move on. Not a question for me. Don't
She's
care
way
about
more
me.
Popular than you.
She is. And that was the moment I think I realized. I'm like, oh, you don't give a bleep about me. Mm-hmm. This is completely about
but
Coffee.
But that's because you have made her social media page and then she's all decked out.
She made that herself.
Oh, did she?
Yeah,
oh,
okay. She runs her own Instagram.
Yeah, but she's a little princess.
She locked
she's
in
like,
her
Daddy!
Name. We didn't have her password. Yeah. She's a princess.
She is. I love her.
But this makes me proud. It's not jealousy. It's pride. I'm so proud of her for achieving the status that she has. She's very popular.
So, like, what happens when you go on a walk and people start asking for her autograph? Does she like put a paw in some ink? And
it's her, first of all, get it right, it's called her pawgraph.
Oh,
it's her pawgraph, and absolutely right. I'm happy to give it. But listen, I don't know if I'm alone in this. I feel like our dogs are more popular than us. Is your dog more popular than you? This is what we want to know. Tell us a story. Give us a call if your dog is more popular than you, because I think these numbers, this 63%, I think this is true. 416-872-2434. Is your dog more popular than you? Tell us why. Give us a call, 416-872-CHFI. You can drop us a text at 981-981. MJ on the P&G show, is your dog more popular than you? That's the question we're asking. That's according to a recent study that says, yeah, 63% of pet owners feel this way. If you think your dog is more popular than you, or maybe you think you're more popular than your dog, either way, we want to hear from you. Give us a call right now, 416-872-CHFI.
With CHFI traffic, I'm Eva Frajescatos. If you are using that eastbound 403 just east of the link, great news. Problems have cleared away. East 401 east of Dixie in the transfer lanes to the express. Right shoulder is still blocked with a collision, and we've got typical volume building on all the rest of the major routes. Earn 4.9% with a Scotiabank Momentum Plus savings account and watch your savings grow. Conditions apply. Annual rate varies by savings period. Scotiabank.com/MPSA.
Here at 98.1 CHFI, we're about to make a big mistake. It'll be public.
Public.
It'll be frequent. Frequent.
And it will win you free cash. Are you in?
At CHFI, we don't typically repeat the same song twice between 9 and 5. But we might do it only so you can win free cash.
I can't win free cash!
If you catch us repeating any song weekdays between 9 and 5, call 416-872-2434 and you could win instant cash.
And a shot at $25,000.
Oh my God! Thank you! Thank you!
Keep CHFI on during the day because you never know when we make that mistake.
No way!
It's the CHFI $25,000 no repeat guarantee. Only on 98.1 CHFI.
Delicious news. The McDonald's meals you love are now starting at $9.99 every day. Grab your faves like the McChicken, Big Mac, six-piece McNuggets, or Filet-O-Fish with medium fries and a medium fountain drink starting at $9.99 each plus tax. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada, prices exclude delivery.
On the heels of a sold-out North American tour, four-time Juno Award winner, Lights. Hitting OLG stage at Falls View Casino, Saturday, September 20th, with very special guest, Felix Cartel. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Lights, with very special guest, Felix Cartel, Saturday, September 20th, OLG stage at Falls View Casino.
This week, it's Sunwing sales event of the year.
Really, Doug? The voice?
It's who I am. Sunwing Sun Week is on now until June 1st, and it's big.
Sunwing Sun Week? Big how?
Daily door crusher deals and a chance to win monster legit prizes, even free vacations.
I'm in. But also, do you need a lozenge?
yeah. Don't mess this up. Book Sunwing Sun Week with a local travel advisor or at sunwing.ca.
It's spring, or as I call it, Jiffy season, which means there's so much to do around my home. As if I don't have enough on my plate, my washing machine decided to quit on me mid-cycle. So I opened the Jiffy app, and within seconds, I was matched with Mike, who showed up that day and got it fixed before I could even panic. And now I'm back to my long list of spring to-dos, which you already know Jiffy will be taken care of. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code CHFI for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
Beat the heat at Harvey's this summer for just $3. Choose one of our creamy hand-spun milkshakes or one of our frozen drinks, including new Sour Patch Kids Blue Raspberry for only $3 all summer long at Harvey's. Taxes extra.
Canada's Wonderland is serious about their guests having fun. Just listen to their park opening sale. Buy a 2025 Silver Pass for only $89 for unlimited visits through Labor Day. Unlimited upside-down loops. Unlimited ice cream cone licks. Unlimited super spinny swings. Seriously. New this summer, brave the elements on Alpine Fury, Canada's first launch coaster. Save $10 when you get your Silver Pass online at CanadasWonderland.com. Plus processing fee up to $9.99 and applicable taxes.
Meet the messiest group of almost adults in an all-new 20-something ensemble comedy, Adults. The series premieres tonight at 9 on FX or stream it on City TV Plus.
Starting your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
I let it fall. It was dark and I was over until you kissed my lips and you saved me. My hands, they're strong, but my knees will fall to you.
setting fire to the rain, which I think is a scientific impossibility, but you can try to do that today because we do have showers on the way.
Now back to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
Is your dog more popular than you? This after a study came out that said 63% of dog owners say their dogs are more social than they are, more popular than they are. I am admitting that coffee is more popular than me. Steph, letting her ego get in the way, says she's so cool. Coda,
no, that's what I'm saying. It's because
that's what I took away.
He will find him annoying.
I think you find him annoying. I met Coda. I find Coda freaking adorable. I love Coda. Dogs hit anytime. Coda's great. I think you find him annoying.
I don't know.
Is your dog more popular than you? You got lots to say on this. Ephod in Brampton.
My dog is definitely more popular than me.
Tell us why and tell us about your dog.
So my dog's name is Alu, which means potato in English.
Yes.
And it's a corgi. And she's basically like your dog. Like she, when she was a puppy, she was super friendly, wanted to be friends with everyone. So she made a lot of friends every time we went to the park. And now every time we go to the park, I have to say hi to everyone walking in the park. I'm like, oh my God, I just want to do a walk. I don't want to talk to everyone, but like I have to say hi because she has to say hi to everyone. And she also, now she's four, so now she's more into the human than the dog.
Okay, so first,
I still have to say hi.
First of all, Alu is a beautiful, very cute name. I'm a big fan of naming dogs after food and drink. So well done with Alu, who's a corgi, who's four. It sounds like Alu has also made you more popular. So Alu has lifted you up in the same way Kofti's lifted me up. Ifad, thanks so much for the call.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm in love with these texts coming in. You can drop us a text at 981-981. Is your dog more popular than you? Jason in Scarborough goes, is my dog more popular than me? He has a Halloween costume sponsor. I can't even get my friends to like my Insta story.
Wow, that's amazing.
Liam in Oakville says, I threw a party. My dog got 12 treats in a sweater. I got ghosted. Is your dog more popular than you? Natasha from Mississauga says, let's put it this way. When we walk into the dog park, I'm introduced as Cooper's mom.
Aw, that's cute.
You know what, though? Like, I actually like being introduced as Coffee's dad. It's
especially
nice.
When you're at, like, a dog park, you don't remember the human's name.
No,
you remember the dog's name.
That's the unwritten rule we all have, and I actually like that. It's really sweet. Okay, Arjun in Vaughn texted in to say, my dog has a better haircut, more followers, and someone once asked her for her skincare routine. Oh my God, that's so good. A couple more texts here. 981-981, is your dog more popular than you? Tina in Etobicoke says, I posted a selfie, 3 likes. I posted a picture of my dog, 187 likes, and a DM from a casting agent.
Wow, that's awesome.
Okay, one more here. Josh from North York, is your dog more popular than you? My mom FaceTimes for the dog. I'm just the camera operator.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's true because the dogs can't operate the cameras.
But I
the
love
phones.
Putting dogs on FaceTime. It's the cutest
They're
thing ever.
So cute.
Okay, I tell you what. We're getting so many calls and texts. We're going to keep this going. Is your dog more popular than you? You can drop us a text at 981-981. Call us at 416-872-CHFI. I'm going to go answer some of these calls.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine. Also known as a buffer.
don't show love. Oh yes, son, I'm talking to you. Wanna get with me with no money? Oh no, I don't want no one. No.
Good morning. It is 7:30. Grab your umbrella. Showers on the way. Here's Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. As an overtime ban remains in effect, talks between Canada Post and the Postal Workers Union are set to resume today. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers says the Crown Corporation plans to respond to counterproposals the union presented on Sunday. Some key issues in the labor dispute include wages, along with the potential of more part-time staff and weekend delivery. The 45th session of Parliament begins today with a new speaker and plenty of new faces in the House of Commons. The Speaker's office has confirmed that all 343 members of Parliament have been sworn in. Well, the internet is talking about Justin Trudeau's casual shoe choice at King Charles' throne speech yesterday. The 53-year-old former prime minister who sat front row at the speech is drawing criticism for wearing green and orange Adidas Gazelles, with some saying the look was too informal for the occasion. In sports, Jays lost to Rangers 2-0. They play again tonight. And at BMO Field, TFC takes on Philadelphia tonight. CHFI weather. Today, rain showers up to 15 millimeters possible, a high of 17. Tonight, more rain, breezy with a low of 10. Tomorrow, showers to start, sunshine for the afternoon and a high of 18. Right now, it's 11 degrees. Eastbound on the 401, it's slow going as you make your way from Dixie to Keele Express and Collectors and the ramp to Kennedy. Left lane blocked with a stalled vehicle. Eastbound on the Gardner, busy Islington to Strawn, and now West Gardner west of Park Lawn. The left lane is closed. That's all because of a collision.
All right. Is your dog more popular than you? Getting lots of calls and texts. This after a study said that 63% of us feel this way. We're getting your calls and texts coming up after Ed Sheeran.
I took an arrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh, yeah, I want it all. Lipstick. Wrap me up between your legs and arms. Ooh, I can get enough.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
So fun.
On 98.1 CHFI.
Is your dog more popular than you? A recent study came out that said 63% of us kind of feel this way. I think that percentage is low. Don't let your ego get in the way. Most of our dogs are probably more popular than us. Let's go to Vito in Woodbridge. Vito, is your dog more popular than you?
I don't think so.
You're more popular than your dog, Vito.
No, you know why? I have a Chihuahua. And Chihuahua are very, very funny dogs.
Yes, they're very small and they're very, how do I say this nicely? Yappy.
Well, he likes to go after big, big dogs, but he's not very friendly. When we go for a walk, I live close by a school. I have to go very early, or if he sees kids, then we have to turn around to go and go the other way or whatever.
Wow, so your Chihuahua's like antisocial because he's always angry at people.
And you know what the funny thing is? I cannot watch any animal show. Wow. He would be barking at the elephant, alligator, any kind of animal. He would run on the sofa, bark, 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 bark.
Oh, my
gosh. When we see the real animal, he's scared the year rounds away. I don't know why, son of a gun.
Vito, what's your Chihuahua's name?
Rico.
Rico, and how old is Rico?
He's going to be 5 in June.
Only 5 years old, doesn't like people, doesn't like dogs, doesn't like animals on TV.
Well, yeah, he barks at every animal on TV, son of a gun. But you know, I had another dog before. He knew what time the kids were going to school. He used to go over the fence and wait for the kids. They used to see him. Oh, hi, Max. Hi, Max. 3 o'clock, you knew the kids were going to come back out from school. You want to go back on the sidewalk.
He is. His name is Skidoo.
Oh, what a cute name. Skidoo. Yeah. Tell me about Skidoo.
Skidoo is a white Maltese, and whenever we're at home or at the cottage, we take him for walks exactly like you. Exactly like you, Gurdeep.
And so, the people that stop, they don't even care about you. They're like, oh, hey, Christina. Oh, but, oh, Skidoo.
Yeah, and he's just super friendly. We'll just kind of jump up for, like, the pets and the rubs and everything.
Loves the attention. Okay, and how does that make you feel as Skidoo's mom?
I love it because it's nice to know the dog's so friendly and he's a people person.
Yes, I love what you said there. He's a people person because dogs are people. And also, they're just like kids. They're a reflection on how you raise them, right? So if your dog's well-behaved and is good around other people, that's like, hey, you did your job right, Christina.
Yeah, you hope so, right? I mean, he's okay with most dogs, not so much with the big dogs. Mm. He does go to daycare, so he's great when he's there. But sometimes he can, you know, when he doesn't expect the dog to be around, he warms up to them, but he's good.
I love that. I love all these dog names I'm learning today. Skidoo. Yeah. Adorable. Yeah. Christina, thanks for sharing.
Okay, thanks. You guys are great. Love your show. Love you guys.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Is your dog more popular than you? I'll finish on this text. Couldn't get to all of them. I apologize. So many came in here. Elaine from Pickering texted in to say, my dog is not only more popular than me, she's more photogenic and has better teeth. I'm fine. This is fine.
The dog has better teeth.
Elaine, I got follow up questions. Maybe you need to go to the dentist. I don't know. I don't know.
¿Cómo fue que se va?
Shot at $25,000. Yeah, that's right. The $25,000 no repeat guarantee. Pretty simple. If you hear us repeat a song between 9 and 5 every weekday, and we're going to repeat a song once, so you'll hear it if you're listening. Your shot at $25,000. You want to be caller 16 when you hear us repeat a song between 9 and 5. But before that, at 8:30, can't beat Gurdeep, the $1,000 edition. If you can get more trivia questions right than me, you take $1,000 of my money. Good luck, but not really.
With CH5 traffic, I'm Eva Frajescatos. Westbound Gardner at Park Lawn, the two left lanes remain blocked because of a collision. It's heavy going from west of Jarvis. Birch Mountain, Huntingwood, the traffic lights are out. And the rest of the major routes, they're just busy with volume. East 401 ramp to Kennedy, left lane blocked with a stalled car. Earn 4.9% with a Scotiabank Momentum Plus savings account and watch your savings grow. Conditions apply. Annual rate varies by savings period. Scotiabank.com/MPSA.
You're listening to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
98.1 CHFI.
Hey, so how good are you at traveling with just a carry-on. You might want to get on top of that. I will tell you why after magic.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car, raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question, 'cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Yeah. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, 'cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough luck, my friend, but the answer is no.
On the P&G show, 7:48 right now. We're up to 13 degrees, but grab the umbrella because we are expecting showers today.
The Daily Double
with Pooja and Gurdeep.
The Daily Single because Pooja's on vacation. So we just got one story that you need to know. How good are you at packing just a carry-on when you travel? And I ask you this because the numbers are staggering. Steph, U.S. Airline, I know it's many airlines, but I'm focusing on U.S. Airlines, made more than $7 billion with a B, dollars in carry-on, check bag fees last year. Just in 1 year. That's crazy.
I believe it because everyone's now charging for bags.
Yes, even like the first bag. Like, for example, Southwest Airline for 50 years never charged unless you were checking three bags. The first two were free. They now are charging $35 for the first check bag. That alone is going to generate $1.5 billion of annual revenue for them. So I talked about this earlier, and I bring it back because we had a caller who worked in the airline industry for many years who called and said, hey, the counterpoint is, you know, in the last 50 or 60 years, the price of tickets has not gone up that much. So this is why, like, compared to, you know, he said compared to hotels, for example.
Right.
He used the example of Hotel 6 or Motel 6 and Motel 8, which I didn't know this, but he said that they're called that because it used to be $6 a night for Motel 6 and $8 a night for Motel 8. And now prices have gone up way more, but airline prices have not gone up commensurately. So he said this is how they have to make up some of that money.
But even though they haven't gone up a ton, you used to get way more, right? So, like, you would get meals and, like, decent meals and two bags and, like, you could change your ticket. All that's gone.
It's also become a bit of sardines in a can, like the
seats have
gone. It's like shrinkflation, right? Like, they kept prices similar, but it's shrinkflation. Just like when you buy a bag of chips, the price may be the same, but you're getting less chips.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a big dude. I'm 5'8" and 160 pounds.
Yeah.
I have trouble being comfortable in a seat. What if it's the only time in the world it's not good to be tall. Like, on a plane, if you're 6'2" and, like, 210, and good luck.
Everybody can afford to, you know, go in first class to get those roomy seats.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the counterpoint to the counterpoint. Places like JetBlue are doing Uber-style surge pricing for check bag fees. I really don't like that. That means if you fly during Christmas, you're going to pay more as opposed to flying during an off season.
And
I really don't feel
those are the times where people are probably bringing gifts and more stuff when they're packing, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So that's really how they get you. So look, I love doing carry on for trips. If it's a short trip, that's easy. If it's a long trip, here's a little hack, which is not much of a hack. You probably figured it out. If you're going for a week, 10 days, pack for 4 days, put it all in a carry on, stay at an Airbnb or a place that has laundry options.
Yeah.
And then you can wash everything and wear it again. Now, granted, if you're a fashionista and you got to wear different stuff, then I can't help you.
But also, they have those little bags that you can vacuum pack and seal everything so it's even a tighter
and
pack.
And cubes as well.
And then just get an iron when you get there.
Now, here's the wrinkle to that. Some airlines are now charging for carry-on as well. Fit everything in your personal item? Pack for 4 days in a purse?
Just wear what you're wearing the whole time.
Good luck. Bon voyage.
We usually don't repeat a single song between 9 and 5, but today, we'll do it.
When you hear it, call 416-872-2434.
Be caller 16 and win instant cash.
Woo-hoo! And a chance at $25,000.
It's CHFI's $25,000 no repeat guarantee.
98.1 CHFI.
So a couple years ago, my entire extended family and I took a trip to St. John's, Newfoundland. It's been on my bucket list for as long as I can remember, so we finally did it. We have such a beautiful country that so many of us have yet to explore, and we found so many hidden gems, like Pooch Cove, where we stayed and took in some beautiful whale watching right from our balcony. We stayed at an Airbnb big enough for my large family, and while we were exploring the beauty of St. John's, back home in Toronto, all our homes were sitting empty, except for mine. I decided to host my space on Airbnb to make a little extra cash and to help with some of the travel expenses. It was a win-win. And if hosting seems like a lot, Airbnb recently introduced the co-host network. You can hire a local, vetted, and quality co-host to help out with hosting. That's from creating the listing, managing your reservations, and even helping with decor. They've made it so much easier. It's a great time to host. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
It's the big little world everybody loves. Oboe by Cirque du Soleil. Whether you're knee-high to a grasshopper or busy as a bee, the reimagined fan favorite will give you butterflies. Oboe. Only until June 28th on Lakeshore Boulevard West. Oboe thanks its presenting partners Sun Life and official partners Air Canada, Lexus, and MasterCard. Get your tickets today at CirqueDuSoleil.com.
Picture this. A dock warmed by the sun. Friends share a laugh as they dive in the lake. Behind you, a two-story cottage nestled in the trees. Is it your imagination? Or is it your possible? Find your possible. Play Lotto 649 for a chance to win the classic jackpot or the gold ball jackpot of $20 million. Buy your ticket today.
With Food Basics deals like 750 to 890 milliliter Hellmann's mayonnaise for $5.75 each, you'll be saying, yowza, wowza, only until May 28th. Shop in-store and online. Food Basics, always more for less.
439-0-0-0-0-Pizza-Nova. This is the last week of our That's Samora Pizza for Kids Month. Add a dip with your next pizza order and help support Variety, the Children's Charity of Ontario.
This is Sam's Club. Every dip will help kids like me stay active. I dip, you dip, it's all dip for Variety.
Ciao, I'm Dominic Trimucci, inviting you to help make a difference.
439-0-0-0-0-Pizza-Nova. Have you recently thought about buying a new home? In these uncertain times, you deserve certainty. You need a builder you can trust to provide your family with the most important investment you'll ever make. Starlane Home Corporation has built over 12,000 homes across Ontario since 1992. We're now selling in Richmond Hill, Aurora, and coming soon to Oakville, Markham, and Stouffville. It's time to think about your next home. Starlane, your five-star home builder. Visit starlane.ca.
The Shaw Festival presents Anything Goes, a dazzling production of Cole Porter's timeless musical set on the SS American. Follow the antics of a nightclub singer as she navigates love triangles and hilarious hijinks on the high seas. Anything Goes on this ocean liner, featuring spectacular tap dancing and hits like You're the Top. Don't miss Anything Goes at the Shaw. For tickets, go to shawfest.com.
McDonald's summer drink days are back, which means it's officially summer. Enjoy your refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Whether you've recently moved into a new home, expanded your business, acquired new farm equipment, or grown your family, you can count on Wawanisa to be there for you. As a proudly Canadian mutual insurer since 1896, we've always supported Canadians in good times and bad. Business, farm, home, life and group, auto. Just say the word, Wawanisa. Visit Wawanisa.com to find a broker today.
30 minutes away from $1,000 of my money and can't beat Gurdeep. But first, it is 8 o'clock, 13 degrees. Here's Eva.
Good morning. With summer just weeks away, the Weather Network has released its summer forecast. The network says most of Canada can expect warm, humid weather. Southern Ontario may get its first heat wave before Canada Day, but the heat shouldn't last all summer due to some cool fronts. Rainfall is also expected to be normal or above normal for the season. The union-imposed ban on overtime continues at Canada Post as both sides are set to return to the bargaining table today. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers says the Crown Corporation proposed continuing talks and planned to respond to proposals the union presented last week. A new report finds fewer doctors in Ontario are opting to practice family medicine and are instead choosing to work in emergency medicine. Researchers say the results are concerning and more needs to be done to encourage family doctors to stay. In sports, Jays lost to Rangers 2-0. They play again tonight. And at BMO Field, TFC takes on Philadelphia tonight. CHFI weather. Today, rain showers up to 15 millimeters possible, a high of 17. Tonight, more rain, breezy with a low of 10. Tomorrow, showers to start, sunshine for the afternoon and a high of 18. Right now, it's 11 degrees. On the eastbound side of the 401, just east of Dixie, it looks like those problems have cleared, but the ramp to Kennedy left lane still blocked with a stalled vehicle. Westbound on the Gardner Expressway at Park Lawn, the two left lanes